You're listening to KNKX. A cookbook author and host of a hit Netflix series based on it is on her way to Seattle. On this week's Food for Thought, our food commentator Nancy Leeson tells KNKX's Dick Stein why she loves the book and the series so much.
Well, Nance, as you know, I don't really watch a lot of food and cooking TV, but on your recommendation, I started watching one show, and it really is good. And I know you're really excited that the lady who's doing that show is coming to town.
We're talking about Samin Nosrat, whose documentary on Netflix is called Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat. It's my favorite thing I've ever seen food-wise on television.
Until the show came out, I had never heard of Samin Nosrat. What's the story?
She went to UC Berkeley to study English literature, got turned on to Chez Panisse, begged for a job bussing tables and got one, and very swiftly moved up into the kitchen and worked there for Alice Waters, where she got what amounted to a PhD in cooking. So Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat is her thesis. And in the documentary, it's a four-part thing, one each for salt, fat, acid, and heat. She goes to Japan for salt, to Italy for fat, to Mexico for acid, and stays home in Berkeley, California to talk about heat. But the book, it's been out for well over a year now. It won James Beard Foundation's Cookbook of the Year. It won the International Association of Culinary Professionals Book of the Year.
And then just in time for Christmas, top time of the year for cookbook sales, it went out of print.
A sin. But I waited over 2 months to get my hands on a newly published, like the 16th printing of the book. One of my close friends who writes about cookbooks a lot told me, you don't really need that. You know how to cook. But I think it's for everyone.
Well, what's some of the stuff that you didn't know that you learned?
You know how when you're sauteing onions and you're just trying to get them translucent and you're supposed to put a little bit of salt, do you know why you're putting the salt in?
Yeah, the salt helps it to sweat out moisture faster.
You're so smart, Stein. I didn't realize that's why the salt was going in, but I always did it. Do you know why Tellet Sherry peppercorns are supposed to be better than other peppercorns?
It's funny you should mention that, because just this weekend, a group phoned me from the store and said, is there anything you need? And I said, yeah, black peppercorns. Get the Tellet Sherry if they have them. And she said, well, why are they better? And I said, I don't know. They just seem to have more flavor.
Well, here's the answer. She said they ripen on the vine longer than other varieties, and as a result, they develop more flavor.
Oh, that covers the pepper. Let's go back to salt.
Always salt your meat in advance.
I'll do it the day before when I remember.
And she says if you don't have time to do it a day in advance, any time is better than none, more is better than some. Worst case scenario, salt it first and heavily just before you gather your ingredients to start cooking.
I would only add that when you first salt a piece of meat, in a little while it's going to bring a puddle of moisture up to the surface. If you don't have the time to wait for that to be reabsorbed, it's better to salt it and start cooking immediately before it can draw that moisture to the surface. Okay, the book is Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat. Let's move on to the fat.
When you make your own mayonnaise, always bring the eggs up to room temperature before you make it. And if you don't have time to wait, just submerge the eggs in a bowl of warm tap water for a couple of minutes.
Acid.
We make salads most nights, and I don't always hit the nail on the head when I'm making the dressing, balancing the acid flavors. So the tip from Samin that I like is when you're using raw shallots or onions whose flavors can be sharp and sometimes overwhelming, first coat them with vinegar or a citrus juice and let them sit and macerate for about 15 minutes.
And last item in the title, heat.
When you're frying something, when you add the meat, chicken, or fish to hot fat in a hot pan, wait. Don't move it. When it's brown enough, it'll release, and if it's not brown enough, it won't.
The book is Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat. NWAA, The Stranger, and KNKX present an evening with Samin Nosrat, March 10th at Benaroya Hall. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Salty.
No lie, folks. Her outtakes would make your ears burn. Leeson.
He's Dick.
Dibs on the fat and the acid.
Stein.